Jail Escape, The Plan. According to our guest speaker, local historian Eamon Kiley, the plan was to escape through the cellar that was below the recreation room. They befriended a warder named Power, and they would do their tunnelling under his watch. In the cellar, they cut a manhole through the floor to gain access until reaching the soft earth. The work was mostly done at night, using knives and pointed fire irons to make the tunnel. They used sacks made out of their prison blankets to transport the dug soil, and used a large flat pan that was attached to a rope to remove the soft earth. The soil and soft earth were deposited into a disused cellar. About 8 tons of earth was removed in the process. The tunnel was 50 yards in length and almost 6 feet deep under the ground. It existed alongside the foundation of the outer wall. The tunnel had to have props or it would collapse. Bedboards fulfilled this function. The exit to the tunnel was about 3 feet wide and came up in St. Rock Street. When completed, it was decided the escape should happen on Warden Power's watch. When the prisoners were excavating the tunnel, the prisoners came across human bones, most likely the graves of convicts of an earlier era. The escape. The night of November 22nd, 1921, had been chosen as the night for the escape. According to Eamon Kiley, Father Duddlehunty was offered first place in the tunnel, but declined, making way for prisoners under sentence of death or a life sentence. As such, Larry Condon, on death row, entered the tunnel first at 6:40 p.m. and successfully negotiated the tunnel. He remained outside the jail and helped each succeeding escapee up out of the hole. They were all muddied and wearing very little clothing, their boots draped by their laces round their neck. As the last batch of prisoners got safely through the tunnel, the escape was discovered by the authorities and the siren was blown. In fact, Owen Walsh stated that an escapee, David Conley, pulling his suitcase, blocked the tunnel for the other escapees. A boy of 16 years was captured while in the tunnel. Morris Walsh of Limerick was on his way out when a portion of the tunnel collapsed in front of him. There was nothing for it but to crawl back to the prison, and when he appeared at the entrance, he was met by several armed guards. On the outside. According to Owen Walsh, two prominent senior Kilkenny herders, Paddy Donoghue and Matt Power, assisted the prisoners in their escape attempt by pulling them out of the tunnel and showing them where to go in the countryside. The prisoners within the hour had disappeared into the countryside by crossing fields at the end of St. Rock Street. They spread out into groups of 4 to 8 people, with one leader having been pre-assigned, with groups chosen by their county of origin. Some prisoners were lucky to get a lift by pony and trap, which had been provided by Dennis Tracy of the Dunamagan IRA Company. He had been tipped off about a possible escape attempt by Ali Luttrell of Garryricken, who had been shown a message from a window of the prison earlier in the day. Edward Balf and his group of 4 escapees tracked east in the direction of their home county, Wexford. Having walked some distance of West Kilkenny City, Tom McCarrick's group of escapees stopped to ask for food and water at a farmhouse. To their surprise, they found the home of Kitty Tehan, a member of Cumnamon whose brothers were also part of the local IRA. Another group of 11 exhausted escapees arrived at Duckett Grove, County Carlow, about 45 kilometres from Kilkenny Jail, where they received assistance from the Cumnamon. Condon and a large number of escapees ended up on a farm near Cuffs Grange, 8 kilometres south of Kilkenny, where they were later smuggled by pony and trap via Ballingarry, County Tipperary. Unlike the War of Independence era, the truce meant that the public in general were not afraid of the consequences of helping fugitives. The escapees were native to 13 Irish counties, and as such were seen as heroes by those in their local area. None of the prisoners who escaped that night from Kilkenny Jail were recaptured.